You've probably heard of Downton Abbey, the grand rooms, the glittering dinners, the rolling green countryside. But did you know that the real Downton Abbey, Highclere Castle, is a living, breathing place you can actually visit? Hi, I'm your host, and on today's episode of Celtic Journeys, we're exploring when to visit Highclere Castle, what makes it special, and why it continues to capture imaginations around the world. Highclere Castle sits in the countryside near Oxfordshire, about an hour and a half west of London. It's not just a film location, it's a real home, owned by the Earl and Countess of Carnarvon, whose family has lived here since the 1600s. That's why you can't visit year-round. The castle only opens to the public on specific days and seasons, and knowing when to go can make all the difference. So let's talk about timing. Spring, from April through May, is one of the most beautiful times to visit. The gardens burst into colour with tulips, daffodils, and cherry blossoms. The castle usually opens on selected dates around Easter and early May bank holidays, giving visitors a quieter, more peaceful experience. If you love photography or simply want to stroll through blooming parkland, spring is ideal. Then there's summer, the peak season. From early July to early September, Highclere opens its doors fully. You can explore the elegant staterooms, the main hall, and the famous library filled with over 5,000 books. These are the same rooms used in filming Downton Abbey. Outside, the parkland stretches over 1,000 acres, landscaped by Capability Brown, the most famous gardener in English history. It's busy, yes, but the full experience, the castle, the gardens, and the atmosphere makes it unforgettable. Autumn has a quieter charm. The castle hosts select open days, usually on weekends when the woodlands glow gold and red. It's a wonderful time for anyone who enjoys history and peaceful walks. The air feels cooler, the crowds are smaller, and the estate's natural beauty shines in a softer light. And finally, there's winter, when Highclere becomes pure magic. In December, the castle opens for special Christmas events, complete with decorated trees, twinkling lights, and roaring fires. These events sell out quickly, often months in advance, but they offer a glimpse into the castle's festive traditions and the warmth of an English country Christmas. If you're planning a visit, remember this. Highclere Castle is not open all year. The Carnarvon family still lives here, so the estate closes between major seasons for maintenance and private life. Always check the official opening calendar before you go and book tickets early. They often sell out weeks, even months, in advance. And here's a little known fact. Highclere isn't just famous for Downton Abbey. The 5th Earl of Carnarvon helped discover Tutankhamun's tomb in Egypt in 1922. The castle has a fascinating Egyptian exhibition in its cellars, where you can see artifacts and photographs from that discovery. It's like stepping into two worlds, the glamour of Edwardian England above and the mystery of ancient Egypt below. The gardens themselves are another reason people return again and again. In spring, the tulips and cherry blossoms. In summer, the roses. In autumn, the golden parkland. Every season changes the landscape completely, and that's part of the magic. No two visits ever feel the same. Now, getting there from Ireland or even London can be tricky without a car. The nearest town is Newbury, and there's no direct train or bus to the castle gates. You'll need a combination of transport. Or, to make life easier, join an organised tour. That's why many travellers choose Celtic Horizon Tours, which includes admission, coach and ferry travel, and stops at nearby landmarks like Oxford, Blenheim Palace and Stratford-upon-Avon. But however you go, make sure you take your time. Highclere isn't the kind of place you rush through. It's a story that unfolds. In the grand staircase, the scent of roses, the echo of footsteps in the great hall. It's where television, history and heritage meet. So when is the best time to visit Highclere Castle? That depends on what you're looking for. Spring for flowers and quiet, summer for full access, autumn for colour and calm, or Christmas for that magical glow. Whichever season you choose, one thing's for sure, you'll leave feeling like you've stepped into another time, a place where elegance, history and storytelling still live and breathe. I'm your host, and this is Celtic Journeys.